Hey, bro. I'm not interrupting you, am I? Cool. Sorry if I've been awkward today. We haven't talked much since last night, and I kind of feel like we've been maybe not even intentionally avoiding each other. Like maybe we're ashamed about what happened during our last practice session? Maybe that's not the right word. Would embarrassed be better? Because, to be honest, I don't actually feel ashamed. I know I should be, but somehow I'm not. I mean, I tit-fucked my own brother, and then I licked and tasted your cock. Most people would say that that's something to be ashamed of, but I'm just not. I guess because we're twins and we know each other better than most siblings, it just doesn't feel wrong, even though it probably is. I'm your sister and I love you. How can us practicing and learning from each other be wrong, you know? Anyway, I guess we should get some sleep. We're having the party tomorrow night, so it's going to be a big day. Everyone's been invited, and we've taken care of the supplies. We have plenty of drinks and food. I already picked out the music, and we did a pretty great job of sprucing up the house already. The hot boy has already texted me 4 times saying he'll be here. And I heard through the grapevine that there will be lots of single girls, too. So you shouldn't have any trouble putting in all the practice we've been doing to get deuce. Think about it. By this time tomorrow, both of us will probably be having sex. Really? That's all you have to say, bro? I thought you'd be excited. I know I am. Are you nervous about it being your first time? Because you shouldn't be. Whoever you hook up with is going to be more than impressed with your big, beautiful dick. I just know it's going to be a great night for both of us. So buck up, okay? I need you at your best if this party is going to be a success. Now be a good boy and get some rest for me. I'm going to grab a shower and I expect to see your lights out by the time I'm done. Night night, bro. Oh, good, you're still awake. I can't sleep either. Is it okay if I lay down with you for a minute? I want to talk about something real quick. So, I'm a little worried about tomorrow night, too. You know, having sex for the first time. I think it would be good if we had just one more practice session. We need more experience, and by now we can both just admit that it's fun. And it feels safe, I guess. Because we're twins. Practically the same person and all that. So, there is something I want to do, but I'm a little worried about us doing it together. I'm not scared or anything. But you got so close last time. And we just can't let that happen. Otherwise, it's too real. Too intimate or something. Maybe morally wrong, even if we are just trying to learn from each other. So I had an idea. What do I mean? Well, I need to watch you jerk off for me. But you have to do it really good, just like when you're alone. Why? So I know what it looks like when you get close. We can't risk that again, you know? And to make it less awkward for you, I thought I could play with myself too. While you're jerking off. A little, you know, mutual masturbation. Just to get things started. How does that sound? Good. That's why I wore these tiny panties. So I can just slip them to the side like this. And show you how I like to touch myself at the same time. Why don't you pull out your gorgeous cock and... Actually, why don't you let me take it out for you? Just relax, bro. It's not like I haven't touched it before. You're already hard for me again. Just like last time. I don't suppose seeing your sisters shave little pussy up close had anything to do with that, huh? I'm just giving you a hard time. I'm glad you're excited, too. I am. It's just... hard to resist stroking you when I have your big cock in my hand again. But... I do need you to show me how you stroke yourself. For the technique, you know? Practice. So, go ahead and take a hold of it for me. Show your twin sister how you like to be touched. And I'll show you what I like too. Yes, bro. Just like that. Stroke your big dick for me. Show me what you like. But don't come, okay? You can't come. Remember, I just need you to get close for me. But don't go over the edge. I need to take my panties off. I'm sorry, but they're getting in the way. I'm so wet from watching you. Seeing your hand move up and down your big cock, and how hard you are. Watching your cock pulse and flex in your hand. Sorry. I didn't mean to lay so close to you. Does it bother you? Having our hips pressed against each other? I can move away if it's too much of a distraction. What's the matter? Why did you stop? Already? You're that close, just from feeling my body against yours. I saw your cock twitch, and I think your balls even lifted a little. I guess that's what it looks like when you're about to come. The look on your face changed too, like you were confused for a sec. Are you okay now? Can you start jerking off for me again? We'll give it another minute or two, then. I'll bet you'd pop right away if I touched your cock right now, huh? That would be something to see. Your thick cock flexing in my hand, blowing a big load just from my touch. But we can't do that. Because that would be too far, right? This is only okay if you don't come. I can tell you want to. To be honest, I do too, but it's not safe right now. Especially not when we both want it so bad. You can probably touch me now. I don't think I'm as close as you are. It's different for girls than it is for boys, bro. Learning how girls work takes time and effort and experience. I had to touch myself a lot before I got good at it. At making myself come. So you need to practice that too. Does that make sense? Give me your hand, and I'll show you what I mean. Feel how wet you've made me. Just put your fingers right there. Now with some more pressure. Yeah. Alright, my pussy slowly. Just like I did it earlier. Like that. That feels so good. If you feel like it's safe, you can stroke yourself again too. It feels so good to have you touch me like this. I want you to feel good too. I think I'm close. It won't be long anyways. Keep going, please. Just like that. No, change the rhythm. And keep stroking that big cock. Only pleasure your sister's little pussy. Oh, God. Oh, God. can't believe that just happened. Not just you touching me, but actually coming in front of my own brother. Oh, a week ago, this would have freaked us both out so bad. But now it just feels like the next step in our practice, you know? And it felt good. Really good. So much better than doing it myself. I think it's kind of hot that the first boy to ever meet me come is you. My own twin brother. Maybe it's because we're not supposed to be doing this. I'm not sure. What about you? Do you like it too? Your dick is still rock hard and throbbing. Okay. Cool. I wanted to ask about something else too. Something we haven't done yet. Something we agreed we wouldn't do, actually. I need to know how to give a blowjob. I mean, I need to know how to do it properly. You know? Before I hook up with that guy who's coming to the party. I know, it's taboo. And maybe even too risky, given how close we've gotten to breaking the rules before, but never hurts to ask, right? Well, what do you think? Sweet. I don't want to be the girl who looks at a dick and has no idea what to do, you know? I know it sounds dumb, but I was kind of scared you'd chicken out and leave me high and dry, bro. Speaking of rules, though, you know the big one. If we do this, you have to make sure that you don't come. As long as you don't come, it'll still just be practice. After last time, when I accidentally tasted your cock, and you got so close to coming, I have to admit that I'm a little worried. But not as much as I was before. It's still just me and you, after all. Twins for life. For real, though. I want to do this right. Not just a few teasing licks like before. This time, I want to give you a real blowjob. My mouth wrapped around your dick, my tongue swirling around the head as I bob up and down. Sorry, I got a little distracted thinking about that there. So, are we doing this? Blowjob practice? Oh, that makes sense. Since I'm practicing oral sex on you, you want to practice on me too. Well, I guess we could 69? Is that even still a thing? Okay, then. This will definitely be a learning experience for both of us. And I think that the girl you hook up with at the party will appreciate it if you've done it before, too. No, you just stay there and I'll crawl up onto your face and lower my tight little pussy right down onto your face. Oh my god. That feels incredible. No wonder girls like this. Oh, so much better than humping my pillow at night. Shut up. I know you do it too. I used to anyway. Now we can just hump each other's faces instead. Your tongue feels so good on my clit. I can't believe my own brother is licking my pussy. No, don't stop, dude. Just keep doing that, okay? Maybe go a little slower. I'm still sensitive from the last orgasm you gave me. Oh, right. I need to do you too. Now I'll wrap my soft hands around your cock. Lean all the way down and take your hard cock into my mouth. How does that feel? Am I doing this right? What I see in movies is just girls bobbing their head up and down and slowly licking the tip. That feels good. I mean, that feels good. Okay. Great. What if I suck on it like this instead? Oh, bro, that feels so, oh my god. Don't stop. I think I'm gonna come again. Like this little pussy. Tease though. I know nobody likes a tease, maybe. Maybe if it's just my hands, it's okay. Let me stroke you again, faster this time. And we'll just squeeze you harder. And you're coming with a hand around your cock. Oh my god, bro. We got a little carried away again. You weren't supposed to come. Maybe I shouldn't have kept going. Not for that long, at least, but you didn't come in my mouth. Can you even imagine coming in your sister's mouth? That would definitely be wrong. And it almost happened. If I'd waited one more minute. But you didn't, so would you be okay? Hey. It's all good, at least now we're both ready for tomorrow night. What am I talking about? For real? We're both supposed to hook up at the party, bro. It's gonna be awesome, I just know it. Well, I don't mean to sound like mom again, but you should probably go take a shower before you go to sleep. Your cum went everywhere. All over your thighs and on your sheets. Wait a sec. I know this was uncharted territory for the both of us, but that's the point. If we practice together, we know what we're doing in the real world. When we're together, though, it's just me and you. Brother and sister. Twins. Practically the same person. So, even though it's probably too far for most families, this is different. We are different. Plus, you know I love you, bro. Night-night.